good morning. This is Kira. Good morning, this is Radio Olin, KROJ 101.5 FM on your radio dial. Coming to you live from our studios at Pueblo y Salud in the city of San Fernando, this is Veronica Pimentel and my special guest Alex from one of the local high schools in San Fernando. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our program is called Platicando y Mejorando, an inspiring program that will promote the health and well-being of our community through intellectual, physical, economical, political, and spiritual discussions. We'll also be providing stimulating discussions and listening pleasures will be enjoyed with experts and leaders in health, culture, music, art, and politics. Today we'll be discussing some issues that are going on here in the valley, especially with the fires. We will also be talking about public health issues such as updates on vaping and also highlighting some events that are happening in the community so we can make sure everyone is attending. We thank you for tuning in. Once again, I am Veronica Pimentel. And we will be sharing some new music. Thank you.
Un, dos, tres, cuatro, cuatro. Y desde México, para todos los solideros en León, Guanajuato. ¿Y estás bailando? El sonido. Oh, oh, oh. llamando. Oye, morenita linda, la cumbia te está llamando. Y es que el indio toca su tambor, guacharaca loca y llamador. Es que el indio toca su tambor, guacharaca loca y llamador. Yo le lo lay, le lo lay. Yo le lo lay, le lo lay. Yo le lo lay, le lo lay. Mi negra cumbia quiere bailar. Yo le lo lay, le lo lay. Yo le lo lay, le lo lay. Yo le lo lay, le lo lay. Mi negra cumbia quiere bailar. ¡Huepa aquí! Sabrosito para que la bailes.
Como goza con mi rumba,
Una linda muchacha.
dijiste que te quería dejar y que no murmurarás. Ahora no estaré, es que tu ausencia me quema el alma. Hay un vacío en mi pecho y tus caricias extraño en mi cama. Yo sé que te fallé, pero no aguanto este tormento. Estoy sufriendo día a día y te juro me arrepiento. Yo sé que te fallé, pero no aguanto este tormento. Estoy sufriendo día a día y te juro me arrepiento.
Radio Olin, KROJ 101.5 FM on your radio dial, coming to you live from our studios at Pueblo y Salud in the city of San Fernando. This is Veronica Pimentel and my friend Alex. Yeah, Alex, you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Alex. I'm a student at a local high school in the San Fernando Valley, and I will be joining you today on this wonderful radio show.
Yeah, we're so excited to have you.
Thank you.
So, as we discussed, we're going to be talking about some public health issues as we are a tobacco control prevention program, as well as alcohol and other drugs. We did want to touch on some updates. Every week we do talk about like deaths in vaping, as well as how students are getting or kids are getting access to these products. We also addressed how some schools got vaping detectors and even some local high schools that are now using wands to make sure that students aren't bringing in those certain products. But we did want to update everyone. So according to the Center for Disease Control, there have been 26 deaths that have been confirmed in 21 states. So all patients have reported a history of using e-cigarettes or vaping products. Most patients report a history of using THC-containing products. Therefore, CDC recommends that you should not use e-cigarettes or vaping products that contain THC because of all of the deaths that are occurring. At present, the Centers for Disease Control continues to recommend that people consider refraining from using any products that contain nicotine as well as, it's causing so many deaths. But as a student, we are seeing that the users are even younger. And so we wanted to just discuss or just get some input as to how it's becoming so available for the youth. I mean, you being a local student here, like how are kids getting so much access to these products?
Well, students are getting access to these products due to their prevalence in our community. They can get them from really anywhere, you know. These aren't really rare or difficult to get products. It's like asking someone to buy you a beer from the liquor mart in the 50s. Things haven't changed that much. And the question is, in my opinion, should we control these products more, or should we leave them to be more freely sold? I mean, students and teens are always going to find a way to get high or do drugs, and it's a sad truth, but people are always going to do that.
Now, do you think that, would you say, are they able to use it more when they're shopping online? Because we did talk about recently, like, they were even promoting when kids buy t-shirts, sweaters, they offer the free vaping products, and they have no way of actually verifying that they're over 18 years old.
I actually haven't heard of that before. That's really interesting. So things bought online that are like drugs and stuff, that could be really technical, because there's a lot of different places online. So one thing is teens buying things online, they could get them from many different places. For example, something common known as the dark web, there are online drug marts there that they could purchase drugs with bitcoins or cryptocurrencies. If they're doing that, that's a lot harder to actually control and a lot more technical to control than actually buying things off of Google or Amazon. There should be a control on that, in my opinion. How people are able to get access to drugs and vapes and stuff like that easily, it shouldn't be like that. We should definitely consider how we're selling these products.
Yeah, one of the things that we, as you know, we're doing prevention programs. So part of our duties are to do educational presentations to the community, and informing the parents as well as just community members how these products look. You see, they look like pens, and they look like products that the kids are using. They're attracted to it because of the colors. They think it's cute or the way that it smells. We just had a presentation last week with law enforcement, and they even showed us the kids have these hoodies, and you can even buy it through Amazon. They have hoodies where you can hide the vape pen, and out of like the hoodie straps, then they just inhale. And
so like the strings that like tighten the hood.
Exactly.
Oh man, that's,
yeah, it's a little intense, right? Like, you know that these the industry is targeting kids, because why would an adult have to hide it?
Well, maybe they got to do it in a place that they're
at
not
work.
Allowed to vape. Yeah. But I'm pretty sure teens don't get attracted to vape because of colors or flavors. I'm pretty sure it has a lot more to do with peer pressure and nicotine being addictive. Definitely flavors have something to do with it. Flavors have preferences. Some people will like mango over, I don't know, watermelon or something like that. But everybody is going to be hooked on nicotine, and that's going to be what's getting them.
Yeah.
You know, back in the 50s, where teens were smoking cigarettes, those cigarettes didn't have flavors.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just tobacco cigarettes, you know, the regular ones, the Marlboros. It was nicotine that was getting them hooked, not
yeah.
flavors.
Yeah, I know.
Pressure too.
These, yeah, definitely. So as we also mentioned, presenting to law enforcement, they asked, like, well, how are these kids, like, how do they even see? How do they get into it? And, you know, we mentioned, like, social media being a huge factor, because they see
right.
influencers, everyone's promoting it. They see them smoking, so they're like, oh, that looks cool. If they're doing it, like, I can do it. Same thing with peer pressure.
Right. Yeah, you know, there's a saying monkey see, monkey do.
Of course.
Right. When you see someone else vape, if they're close to you, if you grew up in a home where people smoke, if you grew up in a neighborhood where it was a pretty common thing, it's kind of understandable. You were kind of born into that environment, then you're more likely to smoke, and you're more likely to introduce it to other people. And since it's an addictive substance, you're more likely to stay hooked on it and not have a problem with it until it becomes a problem.
Yeah, you're right. We did discuss a couple weeks back that the flavored tobacco, I mean, is targeting the youth. I know some of our points were how the packaging itself, it comes looking cute and colorful, and you know, there's even like
eye-catching.
Yes, it definitely is. During a city council meeting, one of the speakers mentioned how her mom got access to it. Like, someone passed it to her. She's like, "Oh, this is so cute. It smells nice." And she's like, "Mom, that's cigarettes. Like, that's tobacco, and that's an adult. Like, imagine how much it attracts the kids or the youth."
Right. There should be a warning sign on it, but I don't think that people should be controlling the packaging or the creativity of the manufacturer who actually wants to do it. Once you're an adult, you get the choice to have, you have the freedom to choose if you want to smoke, if you want to drink, if you want to do something to your body that might not be healthy. I mean, it looks like it's targeting the youth, you know, obviously creating it in such a package that is eye-catching to kids. But if there's warning signs on it, if there's labels that tell you that this is an addictive substance, kind of like in other countries where they have warning signs on the front of their cigarettes. I remember I was in Mexico once. We saw somebody selling cigarettes on the corner. I looked at one of them, and it was a picture of some inflamed lungs. And I was like, wow, that's a pretty effective measure to take to get people, especially kids, to stop smoking. People shouldn't control the manufacturer's ability to be creative. People should probably control the manufacturer's ability to target children.
Yeah. Now we have, so our other jurisdictions, we do have San Fernando, and we also have La Cañada, Flint Ridge. La Cañada High School is actually, they're working on a campaign, like between the student body, where they can have like an anti-vaping campaign. As just like you mentioned, it's all of the peer pressure, so they want to kind of just inform the rest of the student body or the students, you know, they don't have to vape, and also how they can get support through it. Do you know of any local campaigns or anything that any of the high schools are working with?
I just know about Public Salud, and that's it. Not very informed on any campaigns, I'm sorry.
What about like in school, like in class, are your teachers covering the subject, or any school administrators, are they kind of enforcing or just educating you on
Yes, in health class we definitely cover drugs, not all but a majority in the popular drugs that everybody hears about. We don't have a DARE program or anything similar to that, but people around us, faculty members especially, always tend to tell us, don't do vapes, they're bad, and you know, the usual.
Great, thank you so much for your input. I know we're going to get back to some additional topics regarding to marijuana education. I'm looking forward to that. But meanwhile, we're going to go ahead and listen to some music. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
Too strong to let it go now. 7:30, and no one knows she'll be there. Holding hands, making all kinds of plans, while the jukebox plays. Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We gotta be extra careful that we don't build our hopes up too high, 'cause she's got her own obligations, and so do I. But it's much too strong to let it go now. Well, it's time for us to believe in. It hurts so much inside. Now she'll go her way and I'll go mine. Tomorrow we'll meet the same place, the same time. And
si tengo amor, eternidad, pero allá tal como aquí, en la boca llevarás.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is Radio Olin, KROJ, 101.5 FM on your radio dial. Coming to you live from our studios at Pueblo y Salud in the city of San Fernando. This is Veronica Pimentel and...
Hi, my name is Alex.
Thank you, Alex. So as we were talking about some of the public health issues here in the community, we were discussing vaping and how kids are having access or they're having access to these products. I wanted to bring in Alex because he has so much wisdom on marijuana and I feel like he can just educate us a little bit more on marijuana.
Thank you. Hi. I would like to be talking about the different types and varieties of marijuana today. First off, starting with marijuana and its indica plant. Indica plants tend to be dark green, short, dense, with fanned leaves, and are usually known for their very potent and skunk-like smell. Most people connect indicas to the stereotype of people who smoke and get very tired, get very lazy, get very high in a certain sense, while most people think of sativas as head highs, being a bit psychedelic, if you would, more euphoric and a little bit more active. Now, I would like to talk as well about another type of marijuana that isn't really talked about that much in the community or isn't really spoken of, which is known as Cannabis ruderalis. Cannabis ruderalis, or Cannabis sativa subspecies, is a low THC variety of cannabis which is native to Central Eastern Europe and Russia. It was originally introduced to Amsterdam in the early 80s in order to enhance breeding programs of the seed bank. Although it has a lower THC content, the good thing about ruderalis plants are that they are auto-flowering, which gives them a resilience to harsh weather conditions and allows them to be bred and further improve the dominance of certain types of marijuanas. A lot of people believe that cannabis, when they hear it, is just weed. However, cannabis has two species to it. I'm sorry. That was a little mistake right there. Where was I? Ruderalis, auto flowering. Right. Cannabis is more than just weed. It comes in two species, marijuana and hemp. While marijuana is known for its higher THC concentration, cultivated for medical and recreational use, mostly recreational, it is often dismissed that there is another species known as hemp. Hemp is a species of marijuana that has a lower THC concentration, very low, and could be used for many different subjects. It could be used in architecture, hempcrete, hemp rope. It could be used in clothing and fabrics, like clothing of hemp. It is a biodegradable material, and it could actually replace a lot of fossil fuels that we use. Hemp is and was farmed a long time ago. One of our founding fathers, George Washington, had a hemp farm. He would harvest it and use it. It was a very common thing back then. But eventually, cannabis started becoming a very controversial topic in the early 1930s as it was starting to become criminalized. And that is a topic for another time.
You know, it's funny, our part of our job is, or mainly our job, is informing the residents and the community about the exposure to secondhand smoke. So not just nicotine, but, you know, marijuana. So like cigarettes, marijuana, e-cigarettes, so vaping products. Does that contain any, maybe you can give us a little bit more insight, like, as the other cannabis that you did bring up, like what kind of chemicals or other products are included.
Estamos al aire. Estás escuchando 101.5 FM Radio Lin.
It's 11 a.m., which means this is Radio Olin, KROJ 101.5 FM on your radio dial, coming to you live from our studios at Pueblo y Salud in the city of San Fernando. My name is Veronica Pimentel. You're listening to Pueblo y Salud's Platicando y Mejorando, an inspiring program that will promote the health and well-being of our community through intellectual, physical, economical... This music keeps trying to make its way in.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry, could you repeat your question? Something that was along the lines of marijuana.
Yeah, so I was mentioning, as I mentioned, with our roles here at Pueblo y Salud, we're working specifically with multi-unit housing. So informing the residents on exposure to secondhand smoke, so cigarettes, marijuana, as well as e-cigarettes or vaping products, does the marijuana that you, or the cannabis that you were informing us on, like, does that contain any other harsh chemicals that would affect the body or others that are inhaling? I'm sorry, not inhaling, that are just breathing that air in?
I would like to inform that marijuana, when smoked, is not as harmful as cigarettes when smoked. Now, smoking in general, any form of combustion, is believed to be harmful to the lungs, irritating to the lungs. Secondhand smoke, however, is a bit different, and that's something that I'm not very sure about, and about the compounds in marijuana, I'm not very sure about, because there are a lot more compounds in marijuana than most people think. Most people just think there's like THC, CBD, CBC, CBN, but there is actually a lot more than just those. There are over 400 and something chemicals in marijuana, compounds, I'm sorry. And only now are we just starting to recognize what they are and their effects. I'm not qualified to be speaking on all of those compounds, but I would definitely one day love to be able to study them and explore them.
Great. Well, we thank you so much just for your knowledge. And let's go ahead and go back to some music.
Yes. Thank you.
Face the hardest times you could imagine. Many times her eyes fall back the teeth, Lord, Lord. And when her useful world was about to fall in, each time her slender shoulders fought the weight of all the fears. And a sorrow no one hears still rings in midnight silence in her ear. Let her cry. Let me hold her for all time. And if I allowed just one possession, I would pick her from the garden to be mine. Gentle flower, growing wild.
sit down, baby, and let me rap to you for a second. You see, I know you have it hard sometimes, but when you feel like you need me, or you can call me, you see, because I'll be somewhere around. You see, not only that, you see, I'll be your bridge over troubled waters. You see, the reason why I say this, baby, is because I love you, girl. I love you so much. Oh, sometimes I can't even explain. You see, you're like a flower that blooms in any season. And that's why I like to say, you're my flower, baby. You're my flower. Ooh, baby. A flower. You're my flower. Flower. It's you, baby. It's you. It's you, baby, baby. Shoot, baby, shoot, shoot, baby. Yeah, 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 yeah. I love you, baby. You're my flower. Shoot, baby. Shoot, 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 shoot. Yeah, 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 yeah. I love you. I love you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gently saying, honey, I She held me in desperation. I thought it was a revelation. And then she walked out. I found love on a two-way street and lost it. You know, misery loves company.
One will call up the other about the soap opera and everything. And I tell my woman, no, we can't get involved. The problems we can't solve. We've got enough holding on to the special love we got. Don't you know, misery has come back. Communicate together and produce a spiritual life.
I do. But it's much more than that, because, you know.
Hello, this is Veronica Pimentel from Radio Olin, KROJ 101.5. I'm coming to you live from our studios at Pueblo y Salud in the city of San Fernando. I'm excited you guys are still with us. I hope that this music is helping you just get a little bit more into the cleaning mood and just getting a little bit away from everything that's going on here in the valley. So touching on that, we were discussing the fires that are going on in Granada Hills, Porter Ranch, Sylmar. There was about 7,500 acres that were affected, as well as obviously homes, people's properties. 90% is contained. Great thing is most major freeways are now opened. I know yesterday was a little was very hectic here in the valley. So we're hoping everyone is safe. We wanted to just continue touching on some issues, going back to secondhand smoke and how to eliminate exposure. So while many Californians have adopted tobacco and smoke-free rules in their homes, cars, or personal space, secondhand smoke and aerosol still affect people in other ways. So toxic secondhand smoke and aerosol can enter enclosed spaces through ventilation systems, cracks in the walls, floorboards, light fixtures, drains, windows. I know we've talked about this multiple times, but it's important that you know that the smoke is traveling, and secondhand smoke specifically, is from the inhalation of either tobacco, marijuana. It's important that you know, because people that live in multi-unit homes, such as apartments, condos, you're constantly exposed to that. And so it not only leads to, say, like low birth weight for babies or lung problems in infants, it also leads to lower respiratory tract infections, such as bronchitis and pneumonia, ear infections, chronic respiratory systems or problems, asthma in children who previously have not had symptoms, as well as sudden infant death syndrome. So with that being said, you can protect yourself from toxic secondhand smoke and aerosol by contacting your local health department for additional help, information, or to report a secondhand smoke issue. We also encourage you to call in, and we can also provide that support. We do have our coalitions that meet once a month, every second Wednesday of the month. And it's our office here at in San Fernando on McClay. So it is 1024 North McClay. In Suite M13 here in the city of San Fernando. So with that coalition, we provide the resources and the support for community members and how to advocate for the clean air, their clean air in their building. If you have a medical condition made worse by secondhand smoke drifting into your home, there are federal and state disability laws that might help you address the problem. So it's depending on the nature of your disability. Landlords may be required to make changes to reduce your exposure. So that is something that we want to work with. We want to make sure that everyone is breathing clean air. And so we want to encourage you to either call in, messages through Facebook. You can follow us at Pueblo y Salud, as well as following our Facebook page, which is PYS Prevention. That way you can find out about any events we're having or how to get a little bit more involved in advocating for the community. I did want to take some time to invite our community members to attend an event that CHIRLA, which is Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights. It's a CHIRLA Valle de San Fernando. And they're inviting to participate in being a DACA defender. So they'll be hosting a forum with more information. That will be tomorrow, October 13th. It will be from 12 to 4 p.m. It will be in Pacoima. So the address is 12550 Van Nuys Boulevard in the city of Pacoima. The zip code is 91331. So again, that's tomorrow from 12 to 4. The address is 12550 Van Nuys Boulevard in the city of Pacoima. If you need to reach the organizer, that is Maru Galvan. The phone number is 818-923-9163. So again, that's Maru Galvan at 818-923-9163. And that is to become a DACA defender. So you can get some more information tomorrow. Again, as always, if you have any questions, you can always call into our studio. Our number is 818-837-2272. So definitely call in if you have any things that you also need us to talk about. You can message us on Facebook. So we're going to go ahead and take you back to some music, but we thank you for listening in.
Thank you. decir un paso más en tu sendero de amor. Y tú te vas sin marchar, sin motivo ni razón, lo dice mi corazón. Me duele al saber que he sido un paso más en tu sendero de amor. Y que te vas sin marchar, sin motivo ni razón, lo dice mi corazón.
La noche sensual y bohemia es por la ansiedad de que estés junto a mí.
Olvida la vanidad y el orgullo, déjalo afuera.
Y tus labios se entreabrieron para decirme deseo y te quiero.
Sensualidad que siempre callé.
We'll be right back.
adelante.
This is Radio Lin, KROJ 101.5 on your radio dial, coming to you live from our studios at Pueblo y Salud in the city of San Fernando. We're on air Saturday mornings from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Thank you guys for listening in. This is Veronica Pimentel. You're listening to Platicando y Mejorando, an inspiring program that will promote the health and well-being of our community through intellectual, physical, economical, political, and spiritual discussions. We're closely coming to an end. But before then, we wanted to go ahead and invite you to some events that are going on in the community. We just discussed the one that's going on tomorrow for Chirla. That's in the city of Pacoima from 12 to 4. The address is 12550 Van Nuys Boulevard in the city of Pacoima, and that's the Chirla Valle de San Fernando. To become a DACA defender, so they're hosting a forum with more information. So that's tomorrow. What's going on right now in the city of Palmdale, they're having a kaleidoscope, Palmdale's Art and Music Festival. So they have art, music, and it is free admission and parking. It's in the city of Palmdale at the Palmdale Amphitheater. The address is 2723 Rancho Buena Vista Boulevard in the city of Palmdale. And that's going on until 2 p.m. today. Another event that's going on in the city of Palmdale for the 26th of this month, so in 2 weeks, it's the annual Antelope Valley Community Resource Fair, and that's at the Poncitlan Square Park. The address is 38315 9th Street East, Palmdale, and the zip code is 93550. So they'll be having some resource information on family services, healthcare, mental health, education, employment, youth services, legal services, and much more. They will also have free activities for children, free entertainment, free food, free Halloween costumes for children while supplies last, so children must be present. But they'll also have an opportunity drawings where families can win prizes, including gift baskets and gift cards. And we want to encourage those that are attending the Palmdale event today to attend the and let the city general plan booth know that they want change in the city of Palmdale, so the kids that they are not going to be exposed to the temptation of alcohol, tobacco, and vaping products twice per day of their school life. So they need safer parks. They need safe schools. So we want to make sure that they talk to that city general and they attend that booth so they can let them know. We're going to go ahead and close off with one more song, but we thank you for listening. We will see you next Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Feel free to call in to 818-837-2272. Again, that's 818-837-2272. And you can follow us on our Facebook page, which is Pueblo y Salud or PYS Prevention. Thank you. You're listening to Platicando y Mejorando.
Estamos al aire. Estás escuchando 100.